Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So the hearing continues. Started Tuesday, yesterday, today. How uncomfortable is Deshaun? How he was pretty cool and calm and continued to with the company line, to toe the company line with, I never disrespected a woman. It was question after question at his press conference, his initial press conference with the Browns. I can't imagine that this is, because there is so many things that this is a private, this is under wraps. There probably are admission or statements being made in this thing that are really, really uncomfortable. I can't believe this is the best. I can't believe that Deshaun is in the best spot. Obviously, Jacina Anderson says, after the second day of Deshaun Watson's hearing, a leaked source. Now, mind you, there are zero leaks coming out of this thing, because this judge, Susan Robinson, says anything leaks and y'all are going to be in a lot of trouble. There have been zero leaks on what's been said during these hearings. She says, after the second day at Deshaun Watson's hearing, a leaked source reminds that Sue Robinson won't deliver a ruling on the spot, that hearings will finish, then there will likely be post-hearing submissions, and then a decision. Source not currently expecting hearing to last past this week. So it'll be this week, it'll be done, but we won't hear from Sue Robinson right away.
Right. No. And Sue Robinson, listening to, she's a major partner in a law firm, I think, in Vermont. She's 70 years old. She really doesn't care, from what I heard. David Lust was hosting a Twitter Spaces, and I was listening to him and his partner from his sports law podcast, and they basically said, look, she's not really going to be inclined to try and side with the NFL because she wants to get other gigs with them in terms of, any type of litigation that has to come forward or arbitration. That's not going to be the case. She's got a 2-year commitment there. She will be out after this year, regardless. That's the time frame, and she's going to call it exactly as she sees it. So we'll see what happens. There was a report that came out from an AP writer who said that if she gives 6 to 8 games, the NFL is going to be more inclined to just go along with that and not appeal that.
Which
so,
the NFL refuted.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The NFL, by the way the process works is they have appellate control. So this doesn't look good for Deshaun. I think the favorite is definitely an indefinite suspension, which will mean a year, and then they see if anything else pops up over the course of this year. Because one thing we've seen is with these late straggler lawsuits and commentaries, and there's been a couple that right now are not civil suits, but they're studying them right now for criminal stuff. The NFL right now almost is in a position where they have to make it indefinite. They don't know what else is going to pop up.
Okay. Are the Browns rooting for 8 to 10 games?
Full suspension.
Or a full year?
Full year.
Full year. Full year.
Well, yes. And here's why, John. The contract gets pushed back a year.
Right. Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, so
full 5-year contract.
And guess what else? They're rooting for Jacoby Brissett not to be that great. So they get a better draft pick. Well, actually, no
they don't.
It goes to Houston.
Houston.
Well, I know what I'm rooting for.
Well, they get a better second-round pick, don't they? Yeah.
I'm rooting for the Browns to be terrible for the next, 3 years, I guess?
Two more.
Okay.
Three first rounds.
You can be better after that. I don't care. I just need you to be bad for the first 2 or 3 years. Well, let's just make it make it happen that way.
Yeah, I think they're going to be terrible this next year. And then we'll just have to live with a lower pick in that third year. That'll be – and whatever. But, I think it's going to be – I don't – indefinite. I think that they might be able to fight an indefinite suspension. I don't think, and I think they might be able to, you know, have her rule for a, you know, a full year. I think an indefinite suspension. I don't know that'll be the case. We'll see. When have we seen an indefinite suspension?
I don't know. I'd have to see. When have we seen this case?
Never.
Right.
Right. I don't know that there is a precedent. I think there usually has been. We've seen year suspensions for gambling, right? And people are the Robert Kraft, you know, comparison. We're seeing that. We're seeing the Calvin Ridley comparison. We're seeing all of these comparisons, and there's nothing that's comparable to what Deshaun is doing here. There's nothing. I know Robert Kraft went into Robin Tug, and he got his stuff happened for him and all of that stuff. And it was a federal investigation, and that was.
And the federal investigation showed that there was no trafficking. Everyone was there. It was a prostitution thing.
Right.
It was a sex work prostitution thing, and
we talked to Dan Luss the other day, and Dan Luss said, you know, it doesn't have to be. It's conduct detrimental to the league.
No, and he said the best. I listened to his Twitter Spaces, and you weren't on yesterday, but one of the things I brought up that he said, and he and his partner said, was, look, what Deshaun's side is really hoping for is that Sue Robinson takes into account precedent, right? That you say, okay, well, we'll use Jerry Jones and, more importantly, Robert Kraft as precedent. You know, you try to use, well, the league didn't punish Robert Kraft, and so they're hoping that precedent. But more than likely, when you look at the coercion of it all, people saying that things were done against their will, they were touched inappropriately, that's not something that was ever alleged against Robert Kraft. So I think that's where it's going to fall apart.
Yeah. You know, Jackie says, I read that a one-year suspension leaves the contract as is. That is the truth. So it just pushes back. If it's a one-year suspension, that's why the Browns are ruined for 1 year instead of 10 games or 12 games, because then that first full year at $50,000 a game is wasted. If, in fact, it's a full year, the contract pushes back, and he won't be a free agent in 2027. He'll be a free agent in 2028.
I'm done with Deshaun because this guy's got me a little riled up. This guy said, I get why everyone is deriding Javier after the New York start. I do. But why can't that be the outlier, just like the Walker start you talked about? Tip of the cap to Javier for the start of a lifetime. But people act like he's Cy Young or something. Just my two cents. Let me make sure he's not a fan of a different. I don't even know if he's an Astros fan, but he doesn't appear to be an Astros fan. First of all, an outlier. Let me just tell you what Christian Javier's done as a starter this year so far. He has, in his starts this year, went five innings. His very first start, five innings, four hits, two earned runs. His next start, he went 5 1/3, gave up two hits, no earned runs. His next start, 3 2/3, 8-7. His next start, 6-3-1. Next start, 5 2/3, 3-0. Next start, 4-4-1. Next start, 3 2/3, 6-5. Next start, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs. Next start, 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run. Next start, 7 innings, 0 hits, 0 earned runs. What about that do you think it sounds like an outlier? Yeah, a no-hitter is always an outlier. Yes, I agree with you. That was an outlier. Christian Javier has been a good starter this year. When he's pitched, he's been a good starter. Guess when else he was a good starter? 2020, when he got his first shot during the bubble year, Christian Javier was a pretty good starter there as well. So, I mean, this is not like an outlier situation that he's not a good pitcher. He's had some really good starts this year. Christian Javier is a young pitcher who is showing he's coming into his own. His stuff is better. If you want to look at the metrics of his stuff through StatCast and look at his breaking pitches, his revolutions per minute on his, you know, his spin rate, and you want to look at his break rate, we can do that too. It's not all the data, says Christian Javier. I don't even know what the guy's point was. Christian Javier, has he pitched from the pen before? Yes. Has he been great from the pen before? No. Do people think, Are we all on the same page? Are we watching these games? Christian Javier wasn't a great reliever. What are people – just because you can pitch from the bullpen doesn't mean that Christian Javier was a great reliever. Christian Javier has been a better starter. If you go back to 20 mm-hmm. and you take in – 21 was not a good year for him. If you take in 20 as a when he was a full-time starter in his limited time, you take in 20 and you take in 22 starts, this guy's been a better starter than reliever.
What
are we talking about exactly here?
Well, in defense, he's made 10 starts and he's only reached 6 innings 3 times.
Well, yeah, he's gone 5, lots of them. There are a lot of these starters. Luis Garcia, you'll find as a rookie, he didn't go 6 a ton. Like, that's not unusual since he was coming from the pen. And
well,
he had
actually, 4 of the 10, he didn't make 5 innings either.
But it wasn't due to ineffectiveness on all of those. One of
his pitch count was high, and yeah,
he's still learning to be a starter. The guy doesn't even have 20 career starts.
No, right? I'm playing devil's advocate here. But here's the difference: is that the reason that it's going to be, and it's the reason that they're going to decide that Christian Javier goes back to the bullpen is because he can, not because he should, but because he can. So, I mean, who can Jake Odorizzi throw out of the pen? I don't know. Older guy that has been a starter in the league for a long time now. And, I mean, is it best for the team? It would be best if Jake Odorizzi would go to the bullpen. Jake Odorizzi is going to be a locker room lawyer if he gets thrown into the pen.
I'll trade him. It's best if they trade Jake Odorizzi.
Well,
if you're going to be a pain in the ass, beat it. You're Jake Odorizzi.
Yeah,
like that's I don't want to hear about that. You're Jake Odorizzi. Who are you as an Astro career wise?
Well, we've been talking about that. You don't trade away, especially if you're a contender. You always need starting pitching, but the Astros are 7 deep, and when you get to the postseason, you only have 4 starters. So Jake Odorizzi is going to be a guy who's going to be sitting in the postseason anyway. He's not going to be a starter. He's going to be off the roster again. And he's going to be pissed off and oh well.
I'm not making decisions based on if Jake's upset.
No. If you were there right now, it would be JV. It would be Fromber second. By the way, Fromber should be an all-star. His numbers, he's an all-star.
Oh, he's for sure an all-star.
So who's your third starter?
If I got to line them up any way I wanted to?
Yeah.
I think Javier's pitching like it, but I wouldn't put Javier there. I'd put Javier fifth out of respect. I'd have Luis Garcia, then Urquidy, then Javier if I had to line it up.
Javier's not going to start in the postseason.
If you want me to, and that's fine in the postseason. If you want me to, God forbid Jake does, but if you want me to decide who's pitching the best, I mean, Javier is going to be higher than Urquidy, although frankly,
Urquidy's look good.
Actually, Urquidy has been. Actually, I might put him ahead of Garcia, and I might put Urquidy ahead of Garcia. So here's the numbers. Career. I'm going career numbers for Christian Javier as a reliever. Solid as a reliever, right? 3.09 ERA as a starter for his career. 3.39 ERA. His strikeouts to walks almost identical. It is identical. 2.79. So who his batting average against? 187. Okay? 187. This is a guy with good stuff. 187 batting average against starter or reliever. His on-base percentage is better as a reliever, 303 versus he only allows a 277 as a starter. His OPS is almost exactly the same. 633, 630. Shows he's capable of both. The difference is what baseball people will tell you is that you would expect his relief numbers to be better because he doesn't see guys multiple times during a game. And the advantage goes to the hitter when they see the pitcher multiple times in the game. Despite his numbers are almost identical, despite seeing players multiple times in the game as a pitcher, this is one of your big-time pitchers coming up in the future. His trajectory right now is better than Fromber's was when Fromber was this age. Like Christian Javier, this early in his career, Fromber, we were thinking, oh, this guy, Fromber. Fromber came out of nowhere and has become dominant. Dominant. But Javier has that kind of stuff too. This is a good problem to have. I don't think this feels so much like we're making these Dave Clark arguments from years past. Like, well, who's going to be the pitcher? Who goes to the bullpen? My gosh, look at the wealth of riches
they
have.
He was just a scapegoat. I don't.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. But this is, does this deserve a huge? I do think this deserves a conversation.
This is a conversation.
This deserves a conversation for sure. Just don't see the Astros. I understand what everyone says. The Christian Javier has pitched out of the bullpen before, but you just tell me that you value bullpen more than you value starters, and then I'm fine with Christian Javier's going back to the pen.
I don't mind the bullpen getting some help if you want to know the truth. So
that's fine if you put him in a role where he's freaking pitching.
Yeah.
But you know what's going to happen, John? It's going to be Hector Neris is who is going to be getting these looks, and it's going to be Stanek. It ain't going to be Javier. Javier doesn't fit into that role. It's going to be Presley, Stanek, Neris, and then you'll have Christian Javier every once in a while. You'll see him come in the sixth, maybe a seventh inning or an eighth inning whenever someone else has worked the night before. I just don't fundamentally agree with taking that level of arm out of rotation.
Right.
Unless you're going to put him in you tell me that he's your seventh inning pitcher, I'm good with it. You want to tell me he's a setup man? Okay. Let's see if he can handle that, because that's a different role.
Yeah. Well, let's see. He can handle anything. Dude can handle anything. He wasn't scared going the third time through the lineup. He didn't give a rat's ass through the Yankee lineup. You know what I don't agree with is you suffering in pain and not using QC Kinetics.
It doesn't make any sense. QC Kinetics is, I remember hearing about it for the first time because of Emmett Smith and some of the stuff he was going through. And I've got friends who have played in the league who have injuries that just simply, they just don't go away. And they get worse and worse. They get chronic. And many of you have never played professionally. And some of you have played amateur sports, in high school. Maybe you played minor league baseball. I don't know, whatever. Maybe you're just weekend warrior. You played golf, or maybe you used to be a runner, but you can't anymore because of that knee. Or maybe the golf's out because of your back or shoulder. If this chronic pain is something that is bothering you on a daily basis and you're having to take medicine and pain to reduce the pain, you're having to take shots to reduce the pain, you're considering surgeries, why don't you consider QC Kinetics? I mean, QC Kinetics is all natural biological therapies, and this is better than the old ways of doing things. You're not getting the shots. You're not getting the downtime. You're not having the surgeries. You are getting true growth components from your own body that are highly concentrated. They're put back into the joints, and they start to regenerate and rejuvenate the tissue. And what that means is less pain. It means better mobility for you in many cases. It means you are getting back to being more active without all that pain that you're suffering from. And this is real. This is happening. Success stories across the board. Go read the reviews about QC Kinetics and the success that people are having. So do away with all that pain and the drugs and the shots and the surgery considerations and go with QC Kinetics. 713-913-5285 to set up your free consultation. 713-913-5285. That's QC Kinetics.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, I don't think that we, and it's just so funny. How many times have we mentioned Justin Verlander's name today?
Zero. Once,
no,
maybe. And Justin Verlander was phenomenal.
Okay, I mean, he's 10-3, a 2.03 ERA, a .83. Now, you look at the whip. It's Justin Verlander, then it's Seth Martinez, then it's Hector Neris, then it's Stanek, then it's Bielak, then it's Montero, then it's Javier. Okay, if whip a .83, a point anything whip is reserved for relievers because they come in, they throw as hard as they can, they get three outs, they get out of there. And you get nobody on base. It's tough to face a guy for the first time. He's fresh when he comes into the game. You understand that. For Justin Verlander to have a .83 whip right now with a .203, with a 10-3 record, how does he have three losses? That's amazing to me. mean, he threw a two-hitter yesterday over eight innings against the Mets, one of the best hitting teams in baseball, and we're just like, we don't even mention him.
Don't even mention him.
Before that, against the Yankees, seven innings, four hits. Now, he got lit up by the White Sox, 3 2/3. That is the outlier. You take that game out of there? Seven innings, four hits, okay? No earned runs. Seven innings, six hits, one earned run. Seven innings, two hits, three earned runs. Six innings, he had two stinkers this year, Seattle and the White Sox. He gave up 10 hits against Seattle and six earned runs. Otherwise, six innings, six hits, no earned runs. Five innings, two hits, no earned runs. Eight innings, one hit, no earned runs. 6 2/3, 5 2. It's just amazing how good this guy is, and that's just another Verlander. Oh, all-star starter. Well, that's what he does.
Here we go. Here's the numbers, John. The numbers for the Astros starters so far in the eight games against the Yankees and the Mets. We're all considered two of the top four teams in Major League Baseball headed into this series. That's what they were considered. The Astros are 6-0 with a 1.50 ERA. They've allowed 25 hits in 54 innings. They struck out 47, walked 13, and have allowed a total of 9 earned runs total as starters. They've allowed 25 hits in their 8 starts. Just over 3 hits. And 25 hits in 54 innings. Less than half of the innings. They're not even getting a hit every 2 innings. Like, it's unbelievable what the Astros starters have done to the Mets and Yankees. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Just fantastic how good this team has been. It really has been.
By the way, 12 consecutive. Remember when we used to clown quality starts? And because it was so, like, all you have to do is go 6 innings and allow 3 earned runs, which is, you know, that's a 4.5 ERA. Now, it's a lot harder to go 6 innings and allow 3 earned runs. It's not the earned runs so much, because scoring's down and batting average is down and ERA is getting lower. But, man, getting to 6 innings, finishing and completing 6 innings is not always easy. And for a guy like Fromber, who has had some issues with pitch count from time to time because of control issues, 12 consecutive quality starts. And then you back that up with Justin Verlander. Wandy and Justin Verlander, their numbers on the road, they're like two incredible road pitchers. Incredible. Justin Verlander in every category imaginable is incredible.
It's been the best. And this is and listen, it doesn't get any better. And that's a little bit of what I'm talking. It doesn't get any better than this pitching right now. It doesn't get any better than this pitching right now. This hitting really needs to pick it up. Now, they scored 9 against the Mets. They're not going to face Williams in the post. And Williams isn't a postseason pitcher. They said they picked up 8 against Carrasco. That's nice. They ruined him twice. Yeah, it was Williams they ruined the first time. And then they got Carrasco. They got 5 off. They got 5 off him in the first time they faced him. So, yeah, Carrasco's like, I don't want to see any more of the Astros.
Yeah, Carrasco's gotten whacked twice.
Yeah, yeah. And Williams got really lit up.
Yeah.
You know. But the Mets will go, you know what? Oh, really? Because we got Scherzer and we got DeGrom. Okay, so guess what? We're going to be okay.
Who's that? Does he play?
Jacob Fuller.
Let me tell you what I don't want to hear. We've got DeGrom. So.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, cool. Is he going to pitch?
Well, when he does, if he's in the postseason. Listen, if Scherzer and DeGrom are both healthy in the postseason, the Mets are going to win this thing.
If they're both healthy.
Yeah. Well, if they are, then guess what?
I mean, DeGrom, I mean, those two pitchers are they might be the best 1-2 punch in baseball. I mean, it is the best 1-2 punch in baseball. Where's Wandy and Justin Verlander?
Wandy? Why do you keep saying Wandy?
I don't know. God, do you know that I've done
you
this
You said
so
that
many
multiple times?
Times
now, and
Fromber,
I'm like, Wandy.
I do this at my house. I somehow have Wandy and
He's
Fromber
not
subconsciously.
Wandy of all players.
Wandy wasn't bad.
No, Wandy wasn't bad, but he ain't Fromber.
He ain't Fromber. No, he ain't Fromber. Fromber, I swear to you, you have no idea how many times I've done this now. I do this on a regular basis at home. My wife will say, who's Wandy? And I'm like, oh, God. Private cold, the guy with the cold sores.
He did have cold sores.
Where is Fromber and Justin Verlander? Better than the Yankees 1-2.
Oh, Cole and Cortez?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think it's a close race. I think it's a really good race.
It's a good race, but I would put Verlander. Of course, you know, Verlander's got to. It's weird. Verlander's got to prove it in the postseason. Saying that about Verlander is kind of weird, but
well,
and maybe there's a little bit of recency bias, but not really. I mean, Fromber's a really good pitcher. Cortez are your top two. So it's really Cortez versus Fromber. Yeah, you're right. I'm probably being a little. I mean. I have a hard time putting Cole in the same category with Verlander right now because he's just inconsistent. He just doesn't have the same level of consistency.
He's here tonight. We'll see. We'll see about his consistency tonight because that's where he is. I think that's a good question. How would you rank Scherzer, DeGrom, or DeGrom, Scherzer? I don't know which way you put it. And Verlander, Fromber. And holy crap. This is a tough one. And then Cole and Cortez. And I guess it's Cortez instead of Severino or whomever. Wow. That is interesting. Quality starts in the big leagues. Fromber leads the way. Or as you like to call him, Wandy leads the way.
Yeah. I don't understand why I do that.
Along with Alex Manoah, the two of them. And Verlander's fifth in the league with 11 quality starts. What about Max Fried? Who's there?
I mean,
Max Fried and Kyle Wright.
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers have some pretty good starters also.
Yeah.
This kid, Tony Gonsolin, is 9-0 with the 158. He's thrown 74 innings and given up 40 hits. That's pretty low. He's got a whip of 85 and a batting average against a 157. That's pretty good. That's not bad. We know, Walker Buehler's more name than game. Clayton Kershaw's not the same pitcher he once was. I mean, Urias and Gonsolin are your two best over there right now. So I would imagine the Dodgers will have some say-so over there about that. I don't know. I still put our guys ahead. Let's get Ryan in here. Let's talk to Justin Verlander real quick before we get to a break. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, fellas?
How we doing?
Hey, what's up, Johnny G? I was keeping Texas chill last night, man.
Well, thanks, pal. Keep that up for us.
Anyways, it might sound funny coming from the Astros perspective, but what are the odds on we keeping Verlander for the rest of his career? That's all I got you.
Well, how about keeping him next year? He's got a player option. And if he feels like I can make a lot more money, because he made 63, 66, whatever it was, over 2 years that he pitched five innings for the Astros or six innings for the Astros.
Yep.
And he made $66 million or whatever. I think he made $11 million per inning pitched. So I think maybe a little. I owe you one. So here I'll take a 2-year, $50 million deal, but it is a player option on that second year. Do you see him opting out of it? I don't know.
Yes, I mean,
I don't know.
He did you a favor. He took a lesser deal for 2 years. Not really.
Well, maybe opt out of it. But how about re-signing here?
Yeah, I think so, because he could have gone somewhere else.
He could have, absolutely.
I think he wants to win at the end of his career, and that matters the most to him.
And
so.
I hope he likes it here. You know? I think he must, or he would take off. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We don't know. We never hear him. He doesn't give that kind of interview. Yeah, do I really like it? Whatever. Yeah, I don't know that. I would hope that he'll pitch here again after this year, but there's no guarantee. That's why this window is. I mean that this window is. It's you know, there's urgency. There's always urgency in baseball. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what injury you're going to have. You don't know what catastrophic injury that's going to hurt a core player or who's going to be gone. How long you're going to be good. Look at Yuli last year, batting champ and gold glove, and he's been a shell of that all year until recently. So You never know in baseball. There is urgency, and we got to get him. Again, I hope Justin Verlander finishes here. I think he'll probably sign a one-day deal with the Tigers after he's all said and done and retire a Tiger. That'll probably happen.
I think that'll happen.
Yeah, but hopefully, as long as he's pitching, he'll be a Houston Astro.
It's funny. I mean, now he had some serious success over there and like win-loss success also at a high level, Justin Verlander did. But if you think about it, you know, we always kind of – Detroit kind of gets clowned a little bit, and we know that they've had some really rough times from just an economic housing market. It's rough. It's been a rough city. You look at the love affair that Justin Verlander has for and Matthew Stafford, there must be something going on that those guys – that they love about Detroit.
Yeah. There's something that everybody loves about their patio too, Lance.
Well, Texas Custom Patios, I can tell you there should be something you love about them because Texas Custom Patios is making your outdoors a fun time when you are outdoors on your Texas Custom Patio. And some people say, oh, what about this heat? Yeah, I mean, getting outside at any point can be a little tough, but they also have those great big fans that they can have installed, misting systems if that's something you want. I mean, they can work around that too so that you can have the most time. I just know this. In the evening, when it's hot like that, a lot of times I'll go out in the evening. My kids really don't care what the weather is. They go out, they'll watch TV and eat their pizza, eat spaghetti, eat tacos, whatever we're having, they'll eat that outside on the patio, and they love it at all times. I love to have friends over and get the grill out and do that, but you may have your own internal cooktop that's right there in your outdoor kitchen. Can you imagine having that, going outside and being able to entertain friends and neighbors and family members when it comes time for you to show off your skills as a cook and everyone's sitting there, maybe you and the boys, you and the fellas, you're grilling steaks or burgers, hot dogs, whatever, and you're watching games. Get 1, 2, 3 televisions put up there on your outdoor living space if you choose. I just know Texas Custom Patios, not only can they do it, they're going to make it look great, and it's going to be dollar-for-dollar value you get when it comes time to sell that home. Live your best life and live and help make your house a home with Texas Custom Patios. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, did you see this? Mark Berman tweeted this out. Joel Sherman in the New York Post wrote this. The Astros showed up in the middle of a dream New York City baseball season as a wake-up call. They have reminded the Yankees that there will not be a cakewalk from here to the World Series. They have shown the Mets there is a weight class they still must ascend toward. The Astros now have Major League Baseball's second-best record behind the Yankees, with the two teams set to play a single lockout-generated game Thursday in Houston. Regardless of what happens Thursday, the past 8 Astros games have offered the strongest slap this season at good baseball vibes in New York.
That's a pretty accurate statement.
That is really accurate. That is really accurate.
By the way, I did not correct you earlier. So JV obviously was knocked out of the Thursday start. So was Gerrit Cole. So he is not going to be starting for the Yankees.
Oh, Gerrit Cole will not be. Okay.
Yeah, that was something that came out.
I thought Cole was still on my list. Okay.
While you were sick, now you sound just so much better with your coughing, and you sound about the same to me.
No. I'm not a hero. I said that. I told you that, right? I'm not a hero, but I might be.
Some of your actions are heroic. I'll say it for you. Fine.
Okay. All right. But I'm going to be there for you. Fine. Okay. I know you couldn't have Dell 3 days in a row.
No, right? No. Dell is going to be out there tomorrow. We're going to be at Cobos Q 2012 Rusk, and that is there in East Downtown in Edo. You guys know Cobos Q. You've heard us talk about it for a long time. If you haven't been there, get out there. He's got a brand new kitchen staff. He wants everyone, if you've been out there before, he wants you to go out again. He's got some new pricing, a lot of new things on the menu. There's going to be different drink specials. So he's going to show off some of the food and just show off the fun, because it's always a lot of fun over there. Great place to watch a game if you can't get to the game, or if you want a pregame before one of the big games out there. But, I mean, it's a sports bar. He's got a ton of TVs out there, so you can go in and watch your games out of Cobos Q as well. We're going to be out there tomorrow. Dell's going to be there. John is not going to be there. He's in protocol. So Dell's going to come out, and it's going to be me and Dell. We're giving you the option. If you want, you can, you know, you can always log in if you wanted to. But if you don't want to, me and Dell have got it handled. We're working on getting Rafael Stone out in person, because he's a big fan of Cobos Q. Takes a lot of pictures over there. He brings his family too. They have some good food. And yeah, so I have to do a show with no caffeine today. I am really feeling it today. I've got to have some tests done today where you can't have caffeine. So that's going to be this afternoon. They said no caffeine for 24 hours. As somebody who has coffee 7 days a week for, you know, the last whatever it's been, I don't know, 12 years, this is 13 years. This is really feels terrible not to have caffeine. This really feels terrible. I wouldn't wish this on anybody.
What, you're going through you're going through caffeine withdrawals?
Oh yeah, 100%. I'll have a headache. I'll get a pretty good headache going by about 10:30 or 11.
You'll get over it.
Yeah, it's not. Okay. It's not.
I don't drink anymore because of my acid reflux.
Yeah.
I don't drink any more coffee.
Coffee's bad for acid reflux. I've had acid reflux surgery, which helped a lot. That's why I'm not. I'm not the historical throat clearer on the air that I used to be, but caffeine is the huge culprit in the morning. If you find yourself always clearing your voice, clearing your throat, or your voice trails off, you know, you start to lose your voice, or maybe you've kind of been losing your voice the last 3 years, you feel like you have phlegm in your throat all the time. Those are classic acid reflux symptoms, not the kind that shoots up in it, like, a lot of times when you sleep, it can become a problem. So I had a procedure done. It's actually even better now than it was when I had it in 2011, that TIF procedure. That, oh, God. I had a catheter once in my life. And I honestly.
Don't be talking about catheters.
I'm just going to tell you right now, at this point in my life currently, it's the worst thing that's happened in my life.
Oh, my God.
It's the worst thing. Like, why you wouldn't knock somebody out before that? Why you wouldn't? Oh my God!
No, don't talk about this anymore.
Oh, in and out, either one. It's terrible. Oh! Bring up Justin Verlander. It is awful. Did you see R. Kelly got sentenced to 30 years?
30 years.
That girl Giselle, whatever Maxwell, Giselle, whatever the one who was helping Jeffrey Epstein, she got 20 a couple days ago. Like. It's a bad run for the molesters. It's a bad run for the molesters.
Then leave little girls alone. Yeah.
It's a bad run for y'all. I hate to see it, guys, but adios.
Holy crap. Leave little girls alone, and guess what's going to happen? You won't do 30 years in prison.
You won't go to jail, yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
Maybe that will be. Hopefully, it'll be a deterrent. Oh, even R. Kelly can go 30 years. Yeah, R. Kelly, you're POS. Go to jail. Here's a story. Oh, well, we'll do it on the other side. When we come back, because we were way late coming into this thing. When we come back, will Jack Easterby be around? That's a question that that John McClain had an opinion on. We'll talk about it on the other side. Right now, though, we got let's talk about our man, Paul Miller.
Paul Miller from Jack's Grill and also Union Kitchen. I want to talk about Jack's Grill for a second, because it's really a fantastic place for you to go for just grab a quick lunch or on a weekend. So what I find is I'm there on, I've gone on Sundays when I've been in the Bel Air area. I'm driving around. Maybe I was going to go to HEB. And I say, you know what? Before I go to that HEB in there, I'm going to jump into Jack's Grill and go grab some wings, or maybe grab their chicken sandwich. I'm a big fan of the chicken sandwich. And there's going to be something for everyone there. They don't try to mess around, though. Like, they've got, ooh, this is new. I hadn't seen this yet. A Cajun shrimp fondue with garlic toast points, 3 cheese blend, shrimp, Cajun spices, and vegetables. So that's new. They've actually got a few new things in here. Wow. Rolling Kitchen fajita fries. You got the crispy chicken taquitos, obviously, is something that, that people love. Shrimp salad, fajita salad, salmon salad. So they got your salmons. But I'm telling you, the chicken sandwich, the spice, the regular grilled chicken sandwich, or the spicy chicken sandwich they have, the barbecue, the buffalo chicken sandwich, outstanding. And the original, the backyard barbecue burger with the toasted brioche bun, American cheese, bacon, onion strings. I like to have pickled jalapenos on there. That hits every single time, and I do mine with onion rings instead of fries. So if you are looking for a great spot to stop in on the weekend after Little League baseball or basketball or football practice, or maybe just to go watch games on the TV, why don't you check out my friends over at Jack's Grill? Great food, great fun. Jack's Rita's and beer are waiting for you today. Jack's Grill, three locations around the Houston area. Go to jacksgrillhouston.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, Johnny, getting back to the Jake Odorizzi stuff, the I hate being put in a position where I have to, like, bash Jake Odorizzi. He's actually pitched really after a terrible start, he actually pitched really well, and I want to make sure he gets his credit, and then he was hurt. But I will say this. I think it'd be a lock that he would get traded if the Astros feel comfortable that Lance McCullers will be back and able to pitch this year. It would be a given. I mean, you think, okay, we got Lance. That's going to be the sixth starter right there. Like, we're fine. But I do think that – I don't know that it's a lock that a guy like Jake Odorizzi gets traded before the trade deadline unless Lance McCullers is a mortal lock to make it back. And I don't know, based on the conference. Now, the Astros are going to know because they watch him pitch. They're going to see him off the mound. They'll see him on flat ground. They'll see the breaking pitches. They'll have an idea of what his recovery looks like. I just know this. When he was interviewed the other day, and it's, well, I threw a slider today. I've thrown curveballs in the fast. My fastball is up to 93, which is creeping up there. Like, that doesn't sound like someone who is going to be ready in July. That doesn't sound like that to me.
And the trade deadline is a hard deadline now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's not the way that the Astros got Justin Verlander with the waiver process. So now that's the concern, is you are going to be past the trade deadline by the time Lance McCullers is able to start, in all likelihood, just based on what he said.
Well, and then the other question is this. Does Lance McCullers deserve to knock somebody out of this rotation?
Well, look how much he gets paid. Like, he has to.
But guess what?
He ain't no Odorizzi. This is Lance McCullers. But I'm with you in theory, but I just don't think, of all the guys, like Lance McCullers being feisty about it, Lance McCullers with his salary, that's a consideration, and he's put in work and time. I don't care if Odorizzi doesn't like things. He's not on the same stature as Lance McCullers.
No, he's not the same stature. But he's pitched better than Lance McCullers has this year.
And
more recently.
Yeah. But he's not been a better Astros pitcher than Lance McCullers.
No, not historically.
And he doesn't make as much, and he's not as well loved in the locker room, and he doesn't have the same reputation with the front office. Like, that's a no-brainer. McCullers.
He doesn't have a salsa commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to get somebody on there. How do I feel about HEB commercials now that Scott McClellan's not there? Did you know that? Did you know McClellan's not there?
No, yeah, I know.
Like,
that.
I wonder if the jinx is gone now, if we can let our guys back on. I mean, you did have Jeremy Pena, hey, park the car, rookie, bam! Got his face knocked off yesterday.
Well, no, the latest one is the salsa one.
Yeah, that's the newest one.
Yeah, and it's pretty good. I mean, he and Lance look very salsa boys. And with their red silk shirts on.
Whatever happened to Alex Bregman's salsa? Remember that? A lot of people like to say, Alex Bregman stopped being able to hit when he's focusing on making salsa. Like, I don't know if that's it, guys. I don't think he's in the factories working on the salsa recipe when he's supposed to be at batting practice.
No.
Do you remember that Salsa Fuego? His whole. Do you even remember that he was made? He has his own salsa.
No.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's whole YouTube shows about it. It's on his YouTube channel. Oh yeah.
I know that.
Look, we all know the only thing that stops you is not salsa. It's marriage. We've already established that. That's what can be a jinx. Or HEB commercials. That can be in the past. Now, maybe not now that McClellan's gone. We got to see what happens.
Wow, you think it was McClellan?
Well, I don't, you know, nothing against the guy, but yeah. Do you remember the sweet Brock Osweiler commercial? Do you remember that?
Well,
do you remember Brock the Deshaun Osweiler commercial?
Sucked. Wait a minute. Brock Osweiler suck. You're blaming on HEB?
I'm going to name the guys who've been in the commercials. You tell me where they are now. Brock Osweiler.
Out of the league.
Deshaun Watson.
Out of the league.
Well, not out of the league. He did get $230 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
So he's not out of the league per se. George Springer.
Hurt all the time.
Jeremy Pena.
Hurt all the time.
He said his face collapsed.
Right.
Alex Bregman.
Well, until recently now.
He's trying to make a comeback.
You know what?
He might be comeback player of the year.
He might be. I remember Matt Carpenter having salsa, but I don't remember Bregman having salsa.
Yeah, just Google Bregman salsa. You'll find it. That's the stupidest thing in the world was when people started saying, he's spending so much time on things like salsa, he's not spending enough time on hitting. I'm like, come on, guys.
Dude, really?
Let's stop.
Really?
Now, let's stop with that. But can you tell me where DeAndre Hopkins is? He's fine. Is he
suspended.
Is he a – yeah, actually he is. Is he a Houston Texan anymore?
What did he get suspended for?
Peds, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what he's carrying around in his purse?
Stop. 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 Do you want to expound on that at all?
He carries a purse around. What?
No, he has a man bag. Wendy might get one of those. Be careful now. I could see Wendy coming home with one of those for you. Don't act like that's
there
not
is
a
zero, less than zero chance.
You would not wear that, though, if she got you that, right?
No, I would tell her, take that back. And you know what? She would never do that. Here's a nice man. No, she would go, if I brought that home, she'd go, take that back.
Now, it's an over-the-shoulder. It's an over-the-shoulder. Okay, so do you have, like, a fancy over-the-shoulder, bag of any kind?
No.
Okay.
No. The only over-the-shoulder here we have, never mind. That's the whole kid thing.
Yeah. No, don't do your boulder holder thing that you're going to do. I know where you were going with that. I knew where you were going, John. You're so predictable.
That's the only thing, I can think of.
I mean, it's unbelievable that I can know exactly. I could finish that for you. No, it is true, though. Scott McClellan was a jinx. Like, that's not a joke.
Was H-E-B or was Scott McClellan
the jinx? Nah, I don't think it was H-E-B. I think it was Scott McClellan.
Okay. All I know is that, yeah, well, but Pena's still hurt.
Maybe,
okay?
Yeah, maybe he was more of a jinx for the Texans than Astros. So, I don't know. Because the Astros have had some success. You know, Jose Altuve's had some success. Now, they've lost World Series since then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Take it for what it.
Thanks, sir. Yeah.
Here it is, okay. Right here. Joel just sent it to me in the Instacart. Breggy Bomb Salsa, tequila and lime flavored, hot. You can get it right now at an HEB.
Or not as hot. I'm looking at one that says not as hot.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
Breggy Bomb Salsa.
Kind of basic packaging, honestly.
Yeah.
But you can get it for $4.99 right
now. I do not
at
have
HEB
a man
today.
Purse. Not Dan Holden. I think the thing is, I don't have a man purse. Okay? Pretty sure golf bag. Yeah, that's the only over-the-shoulder bag I have is a golf bag. Okay? That's it. And that's all I'm ever
going to have. Do you have any bags that you've purchased or more than likely Wendy's purchased where you said, I would not.
No,
I would not have this around Chad, Dana, and Yanni.
No, she actually would be the one that said, no, you're not. You will never wear that. No, so that's never going to happen. Never. I would never. First of all, I don't buy any of my own clothes. Zero. And secondly, she would be the one that would say, there's no zero chance you'll wear that ever.
Jeremy Branham had the salsa. He's not a fan.
He's not. He's had the salsa. It's
of the Breggy Bomb salsa. He was not a fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure AJ Hoffman loves it.
I'm sure AJ hates it.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, AJ just made a comment on Twitter about trading Bregman for Chris Sale years ago. And Bregman, when he used to be Salty Bregman, came after him on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that Bregman's back. It feels like it at the plate.
Right.
I mean, Bregman is a different dude now for the last several games.
Something happened.
This is a great, great, great sign.
And I'll bet it's something technical that happened.
You don't think it's just him shaving his head and making it dye into blonde again?
No, no. I think it's something technical.
I think it's platinum hair. I think it's that easy.
Maybe. But you know what? He's stepping up to the plate. Maybe he likes the four hole, and maybe he's got to stay there. Now you got to adjust the lineup accordingly because you can't lead Brantley off. So you know who you can lead off? And I've been saying it, Tucker. Lead Tucker off. Altuve second. Yordan third. Bregman fourth. Brantley fifth.
You know what's crazy?
Yuli sixth.
Why did you go after Georgie as a leadoff guy then when that's the same caliber type of guy?
No, it's not. They're different.
Well, but it's another guy with power from the outfield, some speed and some power at the leadoff spot.
Yeah, I got some power. But
you wanted Altuve there, didn't you?
I wanted Altuve leading off, but here's the problem is that if Yordan's going to bat third, if Breggy's comfortable in the four hole, then don't move him back to three. If he likes the four hole, leave him there. Because you know what? Bregman hitting is a huge, huge, huge plus for this offense. Huge.
Well, look how much he makes. It should be assumed that
hit. It wasn't, though. I mean,
it should be assumed he's going to hit. Yuli's the guy that I could see because of his age. I don't think do you think the bat speed looks the same for Yuli? I'd be interested to see what measurements they have on that. Are they measuring? I know exit velo. Well, you can measure it basically based upon exit velo. I'm going to check that and see what the difference is for him this year because I don't think the bat looks as fast.
You don't think it's as fast? Yuli's?
Yeah, I don't think Yuli has the same. His bat speed used to be insane.
Well, didn't he lose weight too just to be better?
He did, but doesn't he look? He looks kind of.
Maybe
same as
weaker.
He always looks to me.
Go eat something. Go eat some cheeseburgers. Get some weight back on you. I've seen guys try to lose weight and to get back. No. Get that power back. Let's go. He's been playing better lately.
No,
all
he
right.
has, yeah.
When we come back, that Jack Easterby story we never got to. We'll actually try to on the other side. We'll try. In the meantime, let's talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVin.com, and he is awesome. John Clay Wolf will buy your car. That's what John Clay Wolf does every single day. John Clay Wolf is amazing in that he can listen to you on the radio. You can call him on the radio, and you can tell him what kind of car you have, what year it is, make, model. You can tell him, mid condition, great condition, whatever the case may be, and he can quote you over right there, without even looking it up. He can give you a quote, or maybe he's got, I don't know. I don't hear the typing in the background, but I think he's just going, I think he goes, I know that car. I know that car. I know that car. It's unbelievable the cars that he knows, but he buys a billion worth. He buys a billion worth a year. That's something. That is unbelievable. When you're doing $1 billion in business, I mean, and starting as just this one small company and building it up to this, to one of the biggest in the country, I know it's the biggest single-owned. It's not a corporation. The biggest single-owned, that's saying something about John Clay Wolf. And the reason is because he gives you more for your car. So if you're looking to sell your car, just go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.